This is always bad because when you're practicing, you have the thing up here, and as you get older, this length is neither close nor far. So I'll start out with a piece called Don's Accident. And the shaking voice is not nerves. Susan, I'm sorry to be bothering you this late, but I kind of fell on my way back from your house. I was wondering if maybe you and Karen, if she's still up, could come over here and help me. I'm kind of bleeding from the head. Oh, thank you. Thank you guys for coming over. You're such a good friend. I'm sorry I had to bother you. I hope you weren't in bed, Karen. It's not as bad as it looks. Head wounds always bleed a lot. Did you know that? I hate it when I fall like that. Anyway, I was hoping you could help me clean it up. I can't really do it myself because it's on my bad side. I tried, but I can't reach it. What an idiotic thing to have happen. I get so angry with myself. Ugh! There's absolutely no excuse for an accident like this. I should have known better. No, I didn't fall walking home. That's what you would think, wouldn't you? It was after I got back. You know how we were looking for Andromeda out by your driveway? Well, before I went in, I thought the sky might be clearer here because of the meadow. When I got to my back porch, I tried to find Andromeda again, but I had the outside light on. Bleep! Double bleep! I'm so stupid. I started backing up to get away from the light, and I wasn't looking where I was going. Well, you can see what's coming next. I don't know exactly how it happened, but suddenly I had that sickening realization that there was no earth under my feet and that I had no physical control over how I was going to break the fall. Yikes! That's not a good feeling. Crash! I hit the concrete pavement. Whenever I fall like that, I find it's best to just lie there for a while, figuring out how badly I'm hurt and what I'll need to do in order to get back on my feet again. At first, I was cursing myself out for being so stupid. I know better than to back up, on a porch of all places. Sheesh! Then I took stock of the situation. I thought, I'm not in excruciating pain, so I didn't break any bones. You know, I never break any bones. I've never broken my arm or my leg, just my neck. Well, that was bad enough, I guess. I don't have a concussion because I didn't pass out and I wasn't feeling dizzy or sick to my stomach. But I had lost my hat, so I found it and put it back on. Thank God my glasses didn't break. They're a special prescription. I always have to a heck of a time replacing them. When I looked up, I saw that my foot was wedged in two slats in the railing. I had to kick off my shoe to extricate myself. These special shoes I wear have elastic openings, so it wasn't a big deal to get it off. Once I was free, I tried rolling over to get on all fours, and eventually I was able to get myself back up again. I retrieved my shoe and my briefcase and went into the house. Sheesh, I thought, that was such a stupid thing to do. I could have really hurt myself, and I can't afford to be laid up right now with our reading coming up in October. When I turned on the light and tossed my hat on the table, I saw it was all bloody. Sheesh, I thought, what's all that about? I must have taken one on the head. It's a good thing I have a hard head. Damned Andromeda. Wait, I take that back. I don't want nature taking her revenge on me. But that was a new hat, a white one too. Then I checked out the rest of me and saw everything was covered in blood. Well, you can see for yourselves. I hope it comes out. This is a new shirt. These are my favorite jeans. Oh, my head, I don't really think it's as bad as it looks. I know, it looks bad, doesn't it? Head wounds always bleed a lot. Do you know that? Too many blood vessels clustered up there. I know from experience, believe me. Can you see that other scar up there from when I was a kid and our car went over a cliff in Colorado? On Christmas Eve? Oh, okay. Well, I really don't think I have a concussion. I know I landed on concrete, but it doesn't feel like a concussion. I really just need you to clean up the cut and put a Band-Aid on it. Susan, you have Band-Aids. I do it myself, but it's on my bad side. I hope it's okay that I called you. I thought you'd still be up. I was afraid if I called anyone else, I would have woken them up. Oh, you're such good friends. I can be a real idiot sometimes, can I? What does it look like? If you want to clean it off, there's some paper towels in the kitchen. Hey, hey, hey! No, 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 I'm not going to the hospital. You know I hate hospitals. We'll be there for 3 or 4 hours before they even look at me. I could bleed to death. No, it's okay. Head wounds just bleed a lot. Hey, hey, let go of me. I can walk by myself if I want to. Wait, I need my pills. I have to take my meds at 11 o'clock. I need my cushion, my wallet, my keys. Karen, could you go in and get them? The dog's not in the car, is she, Susan? I don't want her licking my wound thinking it's a steak or a lamb chop. You know I'm gonna get blood all over your car, don't you? You're making me do this, remember? Okay, we got everything. Let's get this over with. Okay, now that we're almost there, you two can just drop me off at the ER. I'm serious, I can take a taxi home. They make you wait so long, I don't want you to feel like you have to stay with me. Hey, 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 guys, guys, you don't really need to come inside with me. Hey, let go. I don't need a wheelchair. God, this is stupid. Ah. So that's the real version.